Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hugh, it's time for a little congratulations in order here. Win number 300 this morning for the Hammer. Congratulations, Joe DeCammer. Hugh, give it up for Joe.
Attaboy. Come on, Hugh.
Come on,
Hugh.
Our colleague got to win number 300.
Congrats.
Are you not impressed by the Hammer?
No, not really. I'm not impressed by it.
Oh. What do you mean?
Congratulations to him.
300 wins? A lot of wins. I mean,
it's I guess
the one. So it was a big morning for the Hammer.
Awful. Do you have 300 wins at anything?
No, it's the way.
I think I've had over 300 hell dives though.
No. I mean, come on,
killed a lot of aliens in Destiny.
That's not the same.
Killed a lot of cabal in Destiny. Yeah,
it's not quite the same.
Let me check how many kills.
Go ahead, you do that. Congratulations, Joe DeCammer, win number 300. Trying to beat the Hammer this morning. They had Lefty on afterwards as a fellow 300-game winner. So a couple things hit me this morning as I was listening to Beat the Hammer. One, congratulations to Joe. That is an enormous amount of victories in trivia on Friday mornings. But second, Joe is going to be the last 300-game winner. I'm telling you right now, that's it. There's no more. Because he was comparing himself to 300-game winners in baseball pitchers. We're never getting another one. The closest guy is Justin Verlander. He's at 266.
Mm-hmm.
He's 34 wins away. He's had 9 combined wins the last 2 years. He's 42. He's cooked. Kershaw is retiring. He retires 77 away. Nobody else is even close. When you look at the guys that are over 30 that have 100 wins, or at least like the youngest 30-ish-year-olds, Aaron Nola's one of them. And he's like 181 wins away. No one's ever getting to 300 again.
Yeah,
Joe DeCamera is the final 300-game winner.
Wow. Does that really count? We just said.
Well, they had Lefty on this morning. They were talking about Maddux and Clemens and DeCamera.
I'm saying we just talked about how he might get whooped by Stoney.
Yeah,
Stoney probably got him by about 20 years, and we gonna tout him.
That's different though, man.
I mean, is it?
Yeah, you beat up on Dan Cable, Willie Rove teabagged
it. It's not the same.
It is actually.
You don't want one of them.
I feel like I kind of got you there. I'm not gonna lie.
The Willie Rove thing is so good.
Wait a minute, we can say teabag on
there? I think we weren't supposed to, but we did it again. All right, 215-592-9494. Congratulations, Joe DeCamera.
It's just something you put in tea, guys. It's okay.
You could have just said, congratulations, Joe Hugh, and we would have moved on.
I wasn't impressed. I was not impressed.
Wait, hold on. Are you asserting that Joe has gotten a 300 wins beating up on tomato cans?
Tomato cans.
Wow.
I'm not impressed with that.
Have you
heard some of them? Some of them he struggled through.
I know.
Is this an official challenge?
I don't want to do Beat the Hammer.
I would love Hugh on Beat the Hammer. What if it was Hugh versus the Camera for Hugh Douglas trivia? That would be good.
That would be bad because I don't even know what Hugh Douglas
is. I think he'd cook you, if I'm being honest.
I agree.
No, he knows a lot. Like, shout out to Joe because he has a lot of sports knowledge. No question.
Especially
about
that. Late 80s, early 90s sports knowledge.
I think we did do Hugh Douglas trivia on our show today, and Hugh did terribly.
What are you talking about? What'd I do?
We threw a lot of Hugh. It was for a giveaway one day. We did a lot of Hugh Douglas trivia.
Yeah, oh, I still have. I have a bunch of written down still.
And you were a disaster.
I can give them to.
Yeah, I am.
I can give him to Seltzer. All right, we should set that up.
I know, because when you asked me about Dan Campbell, I was like, who? I was like, oh, that guy? No.
That guy that you blocked into, you pushed into oblivion? Yeah. All right.
I think we just got a formal challenge.
I would love it. Mm-hmm. DeCamera versus Douglas.
I would fold my arms and I would laugh at him.
What's the worst that happens? You get smoked?
I probably will, but I wouldn't care. I mean, because I don't really, you know, he has a lot of sports knowledge. He don't know that much about movies, though.
He seems to think he does.
Yeah.
I mean, Seltzer's the movie guy in that show.
But you beat him in, they do Pop Culture Beat the Hammer.
How about Useless Information? I got a lot of that.
Yeah. You have almost like too much of it.
So much of that, dude.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of Useless Information.
Okay, here we go. Yep.
Do you know that the house cleaning Olympics was this week?
I did not.
I think they wrapped up today in Vegas.
What does that mean? You get judged on how it looks?
No, I am not joking.
Or how quickly you
get judged on how fast you make a bed, and they have what's that thing called? The vacuum obstacle course.
Vacuum obstacle.
And window cleaning. Like, you think I'm lying?
No, I know. I
was like, dang, if I'd have had a chance, if I'd have known about it, I probably would have went.
Wait, yeah, I got to tell you, delivered. That's so useless.
Yeah, I mean, but but I was just thinking because that's pretty cool. Like,
Are you good at it? You say you
didn't. No, but I'm saying I wanted to go see the house cleaning Olympics.
You want to go and watch people vacuum?
Well, it's the house cleaning Olympics.
Oh, I'm
like,
they
do it for time. They do everything for time.
I'm watching a video of this. This guy's
like,
making. I'm watching a dude make a bed. This is ridiculous. All right, 215-592-9490.
How's he doing? Is he kicking ass?
He actually, you can tell he's made a few bets.
I tell you what, I would love to see the time that whomever folded a fitted sheet. Nobody's figured that out yet.
No.
Listen, my aunt.
She could do it.
God rest her soul. She used to fold a fitted sheet. She folded the hell out of a fitted sheet.
She was the one.
She was the one. She's the one. Like, I've never seen anything like it. And it was precise folding of the fitted sheet.
It's a shame she missed out on these Olympics.
She would have won.
You could have a ring in the family.
No, I'm just saying.
Quickly, before we move off this, because we really should. Do you guys make your bed each morning or you let it be?
I've started back making my bed.
I make the bed every morning. Kyle?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think you need to start the day making the bed.
I sleep under a weighted blanket.
So and the fan, we all heard.
The wind tunnel. Yeah. I like to call it a wind tunnel.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
We good?
Yeah, we good.
We square. All right. Is it Quaz or Quaz?
Quaz.
Quaz in Philly. Quaz, what's up, man?
Oh, wow.
what's up, fellas? Hey, you know what? And the crazy part about it, I was a janitor for 15 years. I actually quoted on ESPN The 8, The Ocho.
So you could have entered this. You could have been in.
I could have been in there.
That's awesome.
They was holding it back in the day.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm going to keep it Dougie real quick. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep it Dougie because, Joe, I've wanted to fight you all week long.
What are we fighting about? I can't wait.
Because you're putting out all that toxic female energy. Let me explain.
Go ahead. You explain. I'll let you have the floor.
Let me break it down for you.
I got you.
Toxic female energy around the way is when some shorty be dealing with two bulls from the same clique, and they find out about each other. She drive them into something. One get killed, one go to jail for the rest of their life. We all can sit back and say, yeah, that was some toxic female energy. She pit two men against each other. Right?
Okay.
I've been listening to you all week long talk about who these comments, which are nothing burgers at all, literally nothing burgers, who are they offending? Then you keep reaching for straws. Well, how do you think Devontae will feel? Y'all, Devontae, the one who said after his first year, we need a number one receiver around here. Well, how do you think Hurts feel? Well, guess what? That's his baby stepdad or whatever, his godfather or something. And you know what? And I'm like, yo, why are you trying to break up a clique? And everybody with two pairs of eyes can tell you.
No, absolutely not, first of all, because the Philadelphia Eagles coaches, led by a head coach who won the Super Bowl last year, do not think what you think, right? Because otherwise he'd get more targets. So the idea that anyone with eyes would say this, Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni and Kevin Petullo all have eyes, last time I checked, and AJ doesn't get 10 targets. So first of all, anyone with eyes is an exaggeration. Second thing we need to unpack here with all this is you say, I'm trying to divide, right? I'm trying to divide.
Oh, my God, you spent all week doing it.
Hold on. I don't know if you saw the video or you just heard all the cuts and all the audio. But when A.J. Brown played his Twitch video game the other night, right, and he was having fun, he's talking to his friend, and he's talking about how it's a bleep show here. Did you notice when the stats were on the screen, the stats for A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, as we talk about clicks and everyone's in it together, did you notice those stats?
But do you know? No,
Hold on. It was a yes or no. Did you notice the stats?
No, I never even downloaded Twitch.
I don't have it either. Time out. Again, hold on. As I try to divide in the game, AJ Brown gave himself all the catches and Devontae Smith zero of the catches. Quaz, I'm not the one trying to divide. AJ Brown is the one that constantly talks about himself, not the team. Himself.
But don't we know how to deal with a diva receiver around here now? Don't we know? Don't we have enough experience as a media and a fan base to know? Just let him talk. You want to show up a diva receiver, you throw him the ball. It's real simple.
He's above the team.
Dog, he shows you in the second half when him and Jalen went rogue and won the game because Petula plays weren't working. He does have it. And you're still sitting here questioning.
Is he above the team, Quaz?
What do you say?
Is he above the team? Is his happiness above the team?
First of all, grown men don't care. That's what I'm trying to get to you.
Quaz, you're a grown man. You seem to care. Why should I care?
No, I care about the fact that Quaz, he owns so much bread. Quaz,
Calm down. Quaz, can I ask you a question?
Please do. Please, thank you, brother.
Did you hear what AJ said on the Twitch stream?
You know what? I didn't hear it until y'all brought it to my attention.
Simple yes, no.
Then I did hear it, and I almost laughed.
Simple yes,
because
no.
Because he tried to restrain himself.
Quaz. It's hard to have a conversation when you're doing all the talking, brother, for real. And, you know, we're trying to let you get your point across, but I asked a question and you didn't answer. Did you hear
it? Y'all played it. I heard it. The first time I heard it, I laughed.
I think he got it. You got it, Quaz. You got it. I don't know what to say, Kyle.
Quaz, I got one last question, then we can move on.
It could get much worse. Y'all know he could be much worse if he's going to be a real disruptor.
Okay.
It could be way worse. y'all is really coming at this little stuff like it's something big.
Dude, you are delusional.
Quaz, have you thought, let me ask you this, have you thought maybe he could just shut up? Has that ever crossed your mind?
Oh, shut up and dribble again.
No, shut up. No, hold on. We don't have to go there. Just shut up. Like, does he have to talk all the time?
Whoa. If social media was popping back when Hugh and TNO...
No, that's not the question I asked you. No, hold on. There are 53 players on the team. How many of those 53 held an 8-minute press conference to talk about what they said on a stream? How many? How many, Quaz? How many? One. Quaz, shut up. Now you shut up. We can't do this thing where one guy puts himself above the team and then you get sensitive when everyone talks about that one guy. Nobody else had anything to say this week. They won a game. They had won their biggest game of the year. And he went on there, and there was actually even more stuff we found where the other janky guy was talking about, or the stream and the chat was talking about firing Petullo, and he's giggling as the whole thing is happening. One guy puts himself above the team. He's made a mockery of the week because he's dying for attention. Maybe it's some psychological problem the kid has from when he was young. I don't know. It was an interesting Athletic article a couple weeks ago that you might want to go read about his upbringing and his dad, and that maybe there's a lot going on with A.J. Brown. But I know this. He makes himself the story every single week. So do not come at everyone for talking about the story. Why don't you go talk about the person who's creating the story, Quaz? You're upset because you don't want to face reality. He is a selfish player. He told you after the Super Bowl. Dominating his matchup is what matters to him, Quaz. He told you. You can ignore it. You can laugh. I can tell you this. He's very unlikely to be on the team next year because this isn't the way the Eagles approach things. Jalen Hurts a team guy. Devontae Smith's a team guy. Do we ever call them selfish? No, because they don't do stuff like this. Quaz, I'll let you finish if you want to.
No, I think he finished.
You good?
Oh, I'm here. Oh, I'm sorry.
I was going to let you finish.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't want to bang over this no more. Listen, I know it's not right. What I'm saying is diva behavior, and all I'm saying is You guys are killing me with it, because it really was just him saying the obvious truth. Because if anybody else was saying, yo, don't play with them, don't play with AJ, you would have a problem with it. Y'all act like they can't detach themselves and live life as a fan. You know most of them play Fantasy League anyway. They be playing video games with their names and people that they
No. He's not a fan. He's a captain. He's a captain of the Eagles. Are you kidding me? He could go out there and talk like a fan? Quaz, what if he comes out after the game and says Kevin Petullo sucks?
Wait, hold on.
I'm a fan. You're a fan, Quaz. Sometimes we watch the game and we say the coordinator sucks. What if AJ goes on the microphone after the game and says Kevin Petullo stinks? He should be fired. Is that cool, Quaz?
That's when you're dragging for the week.
Okay. I got you.
Right now, what I'm saying, D.I. asked me to come up with would you rather? Okay. All right. Say, we came up with this incredible quarterback sneak, which is runner assisted, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather call it the brotherly?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But would you rather call it the tushy pushy?
Oh, like if we go back in time, Quaz. I like that we ended our call on the same page. Quaz, appreciate your call. Appreciate your passion. Quaz, I love you, man.
Crazy,
all right, if we could go back in time, what would we do? Tush push or brother Lou Shove?
Tush push.
I like Tush Push.
Yeah, I still like Tush Push.
Tush Push.
Yeah, brotherly Shove feels forced.
It does. Didn't we find out the players had a different name that we don't know about?
The Snoopy.
Snoopy. Yeah. That didn't catch on.
No.
That's their thing.
I wonder why.
You think Jalen just goes in the huddle and says Snoopy, and that's why the huddle's so short?
Maybe.
I would think he does.
That's a terrible name for it, by the way.
The Snoopy?
Yeah, what the hell is that?
I don't know. have no idea.
I don't know what the correlation to Snoopy is. Mm-hmm. I don't know that.
All right, I need to calm down. Let's grab John, and then we could get to guess the takes. What's up, John? John?
He probably went to sleep.
Oh, this is good.
Well, how's he sleeping? I mean, we've been screaming at each other for a few minutes. All right, let's go to Frank, who's up on WIP. What's up, Frank?
How you doing, guys?
Hey, Frank. Nice
job there, Joe. So I'm ex-Army. I was medically retired from the Army, and I struggled with PTSD. But I still had to control myself and my behavior. So I appreciate you saying that, you know, A.J. Brown should control his behavior. I do. I love him. I think he's a great player. But, you know, he should control himself.
He has to, Frank. And I understand it's probably hard and he's a competitor. But, like, he's also, I keep saying it this week because I just think it's important. He's a captain. He's supposed to be one of the, you know, whatever they have, seven or eight guys that are above everything. They're supposed to lead the team. Like, they are the spokesperson. They are the best players. They are the leaders. And this isn't captain behavior.
I know, and I spent $130 on his jersey. I don't want him to go either. But I heard that Jeff Lurie was talking to him for about 45 minutes yesterday at the practice field. That's not good. I mean, maybe it's good. I mean, you could tell me, but I think something serious was happening in that conversation.
Speculation.
45 minutes would be a long time. It really would be. Frank, what are you feeling about the game on Sunday?
Was it 45 minutes? Well, I mean, when they had to go to practice.
Frank heard.
So here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that the Eagles are going to win. And, Q, I wanted to ask you this. You deserve to win a Super Bowl. You are a great player. And I'm so sad that we never won back then. How would you feel if you won the Super Bowl and the next year all you heard was these cats who lost by 2 touchdowns to the team that you blew out by 4 saying, oh, if they'd seen us, you know, we would have put them in their place. And, like, the Lions have talked all year long. And I promise you the Eagles have heard.
Yeah, they have. But the thing is this, and I'm not saying that the Eagles aren't. This is probably the best team the Eagles are going to face.
No doubt.
But when you talk about their sole focus all week long has been us, right?
Yep.
We've been talking about this, and they've been talking about this A.J. Brown situation all week. Not saying that they're not focused. That's not what I'm saying. But it's a little different when you have to – you know, when you're trying to lock into a game and say, hey, what do you think about AJ's quotes? Or, hey, what do you think about AJ said? Because I heard Jordan Mailata say the other day, he talked about how, you know, he would be the 15th person to go up to KP and try to get AJ involved in this offense. So it's no need for him to say that. Bottom line, this is going to be a good game. But I just think that the Detroit Lions are going to squeak past the Eagles.
Well, I respectfully disagree with you. I still love you.
Still love you too, man. And thank you for your service, man.
That's the way to do it.
Thank you for your service.
Good phone call, Frank. We appreciate your call and being part of the show. Our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Couple polls up today, Midday Show account. Do you expect the Eagles to win on Sunday night? Yes at 73%, no at 27%. And then how about this? How tight this poll is? If it were up to you, who would get more targets on Sunday? A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith? Who do you think is winning this poll?
A.J. 55%.
A.J. 51.8% compared to Devontae 48.2%. That's about as close as you can get. Very close to a 50-50. We shall see. All right, can we get to guess the takes here? Let's see what we are guessing. Everyone is talking about come Monday.
It's time to guess the takes.
Yeah. All right, Hugh Douglas, what do we got in the notepad?
Why we always had to have me go first, knowing how hard it is for me to get to
you nailed this one. You had a good one this morning.
Mike Kafka.
And away we go.
Mike Kafka deserves to be the head coach.
Of the New York Giants?
New York Giants.
Former Eagle.
Teammate. Yeah. Former Eagle.
Does that kind of... I'm reading between the lines of the take. That would probably mean the Giants beat the Packers on Sunday, right? Like, if that's the take.
Well, yeah, that's the take. Yeah, he's going to beat the Packers, and he deserves to be the head coach.
I think he's starting Jameis Winston, so he wins with Jameis. Maybe that is the buzz. Mike Kafka, former Eagle, interim head coach of the New York Giants. All right, my guess the take is this. I think this is the week where people start to see the truth about some young quarterbacks. Hugh, how long do you give a young quarterback before you start to say, he's got it or he doesn't?
4 games.
Well, we're well past 4 games for Bryce Young, for Michael Penix. Like, there's a bunch of young quarterbacks that have played now for like a year plus that are just like, I don't know if they got it. And I think this is the week people start to realize Penix, Bryce Young, maybe Bo Nix, even though he's on a good team, he's not played well, right?
Like,
This is one of those.
I didn't think you were going to. I didn't think that's the route you were going.
I think this is the week where if the young quarterback doesn't start to show it, you got to just say he can't play. That Bryce Young, Michael Penix game, that feels like the Bust Bowl, as one of those two is going to wash out of the NFL as a starter. All right, Kyle, what do you got for a guest to take?
Do not write the obituary for the Cincinnati Bengals just yet. After
Joey
they
B,
take
Joey
down
B
the
coming
Steelers,
back?
Joey B's coming back for Thanksgiving to play the Baltimore Ravens.
They're in Baltimore on Thanksgiving. It's a big one.
And, man, watch out for them to win that AFC North.
It actually would make that game a little more compelling. Because a couple weeks ago, I was like, oh, my goodness, Ravens-Bengals on Thanksgiving, like, you know, two teams, one team that's probably going to run away with the division, one team not good. If the Bengals get back in it, that does make that game slightly more compelling here. Bruce in D.C., last time we checked on him, he was in a meeting. Hey, Bruce.
Kyle, Joe, Hugh, and the crew, how's it going?
Bruce, what's up?
Hey, sorry about that. You know, I got hit in with a drive-by meeting right quick. But look, before I get started, since I'm deemed as a little important, I would like Hugh to address me as Mr. Bruce.
Well, you seem like you have an important job, so that wouldn't bother me as much as the other dude Teddy trying to get me to call him Mister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, I was dying laughing. He said, like, he didn't detect the frustration in your voice. You were getting ready to get him, and then
you
he
had
made
to pull
it
that back.
My name is Mister Teddy. I was dying laughing. Oh my God, I couldn't forget that. but anyway. You know, about this take on Sunday, if the Eagles were smart, because I'm so tired of talking about this A.J. Brown thing. You know, it's consumed all of our energy for most of this week. But I'm going to tell you, here's the reason why the Eagles are going to win. They're going to win the game, right? Mm-hmm. And I take you back. I don't know. Did you all look at the Minnesota Vikings-Detroit game? I watched that game.
Yeah, the Vikings beat them in Detroit, yeah.
I watched that game, and it was two things that they did. Because they have a pretty decent defense. A lot of people say, no, they do. They stopped the run. They bottled the run up, and what they did, they were up like two scores or something like that, and they got Goff to start moving his feet and put them into more of a passing situation than running. So
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If the Eagles defense is simply be able to do that, then we're gonna definitely win the game. And I just think on the offensive side, you know, their backfield is trash. So I'm hoping even with all this stuff with AJ.
Bruce, who backfield trash?
No, the defense. No, I mean,
defensive back.
Oh, yeah, I heard was backfield.
Branch is a good player. Branch could play. Now their corner's a little suspect, but the safeties could play.
Right. But their defense, but their linebackers are not really that good in defending in space. And the thing is that the Eagles have got to take advantage of the middle. You know, it's one of those things about AJ and the OC. They have to take, you know, if they take advantage of them, at least exploit it a little bit more, we're going to have a double score game. I really do.
Ooh, I like that. All right, Bruce, what do you got for us for a Would You Rather?
Okay, so Hugh, yes. This is back on you again. This is in honor of you and your love for Buc-ee's. So my question would be, would you rather have beaver buck teeth or no teeth at all? And, you know, and that's based on some of the, you know, the fans that, you know, people that come through Buc-ee's, you know, it's, I mean, they don't have teeth. So.
Beaver buck teeth or no teeth at all?
Listen, as much as I've already paid for my grill, like I got to go to the dentist Monday, I'm going to go ahead and have those teeth.
Yeah. You put a lot of work in for your teeth.
Yeah, I did. And I like teeth. Teeth are like as an older man. No, seriously, because as an older man, mm-hmm. when you know, especially in this dating realm that I'm trying to be in, that's the first thing
you
that
need
I look
teeth.
At.
You need
like,
teeth.
But no, I you look at, because when you look at a person's teeth, you can tell a lot about them, like hygiene stuff. Like if you got, you know, if your teeth look like a rake or something like that, you ain't really probably taking care of your mouth like you want to. You need to. I mean, seriously.
A rake.
No, it's like I mean, and it's not me being snobbish. Because I'm pretty sure women, when they see men, they probably look at their shoes or their hygiene and things of that nature.
You think shoes before teeth for men?
I think women look at men's shoes. Hmm. Like that's what I was told back in the day. I heard that women like to look at the shoes,
not socks, like for Zach Bond.
Well, yeah, the socks are. Yeah, the socks are. I heard they like Kith socks. I guess Kith is a brand.
I don't know about them.
Me neither. I'm a little.
We're learning together. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll decide today's winner. Check in with you people. Phone calls and a same game parlay for the Eagles and the Lions. Plus, pretty sure one of our coworkers here is far from okay after some events yesterday. We'll unpack those and hopefully wishing the best of health to one of our coworkers. That is up next. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. Midday Show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. Say you get aboard. We will. we will give out a prize here in just a few minutes.
Wow!
I wasn't ready for that, but here we are.
That's
okay,
crazy.
Prize coming up. You people and guests and our same game probably. But the music's playing for a reason. We a little wellness check on our buddy here. Can we take a listen to Fritz at 6 last night when this went down?
My bad. Pooping pants song.
Yeah, his college free throw percentage was just over 78%, and I'm hoping he can turn it around.
Sure. Okay. Appreciate the phone call. Going to be completely honest, really got to go to the bathroom, so we're going to take a quick break. I know. It's a prairie dog situation in here. So we're going to take a quick break, but don't you worry. A full extended Fritz 6 coming up next, so don't go anywhere. A lot of Phil's thoughts, everything else. Come back!
There's a lot there to unpack. First of all, Jack has no idea what I think it was. Jason was the caller on with him. What Jason talking about? VJ Edgecombe's free throw percentage.
It was dismissive. Meanwhile,
Jack's having an accident in the studio. Okay, so we have that. Then he just runs. That was a 10-minute segment he had a break from. Also, a little too descriptive on the prairie dog situation. Do we need to put that out there into the for the audience?
No, I mean, I think if you tell people that you got to go to the bathroom, they probably know what it is.
They get it.
That was a lot, man. I mean, to me, the funniest part was he didn't even care what the caller had to say. He's like, hey, whatever. I got
to
go.
That's great, man. I got to go to the bathroom. We also heard some rumors that Jack may have had a little trouble on the way home, maybe a little throw-up situation. So I'm not sure what the hell's going on. But
is he sick?
Why? He's around here today. I guess he's okay.
What the hell are you doing here? All that?
He threw up on his shirt while he was driving.
What the hell are you doing?
I don't know.
I mean, it's a bug going around.
Yeah, to me, like, all right.
Well, he's here today. Yeah.
Why the hell are you here?
He should have stayed home. Mm-hmm. I mean, if he's sick, I mean, I'm worried about the guy. The first part, like, all right, if you just that happens, all right, maybe you mismanaged his bathroom trips. But, like, if he got sick on the way home, maybe you should take a day off.
Yeah, man. I mean, you're pooping in your pants and you're getting sick.
Hold on, just prairie dog.
You're pooping in your pants.
That's a
you couldn't segment short. Wait a minute, but okay.
You gotta unpack
this thing as an older gentleman.
Oh no,
like I kind of know when potentially it's going down. You know what I mean? Because I'm on, you know, as you get a certain age, fiber is a big part of your diet, so you kind of know.
Yeah. You become less trustworthy of farts.
Well, no, it's not. It's not like you're loose back there, but it's like you kind of know when you know, and for you to be at the point where, like, it takes a while to get to that crescendo, if you will,
the prairie dog situation.
Yes.
If you want to use that.
So,
term.
So what you wait? Like, what are you doing? What about your diet that you don't know, or your food intake that you can't kind of like time that? Because, like, for me personally, morning glory happens every morning when I get up. Like, that's morning glory.
Well, we needed that information.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, because I make sure, like, I'm regimented. You know, eat at certain times of night.
You're right. You keep it regular.
The morning glory comes when you get up and get to moving around.
Good Lord, man.
So I'm just saying. So what is it about what you do where you don't have that schedule down yet? Or is that maybe just the older person's thing?
You mean you having a schedule down as an older person?
Yeah.
No, I think a lot of people have some sort
because
of...
Because you
kind of
like...
You have a kind of a routine, and then your body falls into the routine with you.
Because it's like you eat at certain times during the day, and, you know, the glory comes at that mostly around that time during the day.
So perhaps... I'm going to give a couple things. Now, Jack does the afternoon show right into his show, so if he didn't take care of what he had to take care of before 2 o'clock...
You say it's not no... It's just a straight... You
he's
kind of
locked
show to that
in
show.
Until he's done with Fritz at 6.
It is all like strictly a number one situation only when you're doing the... Like, when you have these short breaks.
There's not enough time. Mm-hmm. So, and then yesterday there also was a food drop. Maybe perhaps Jack's had a little something different than he usually has. I'm not blaming it on anyone. I'm just saying, like, you introduce a new kind of food maybe you haven't had in a while. Mm-hmm. Throws the whole system off. I don't know. It can't happen that way. I mean, that's what I know.
Yeah. Have you ever thrown up on yourself before?
Yeah, but not like in the middle of work. I mean, more like I had too much to drink.
You mean drunk? When you get so drunk you throw up? I haven't did that since like high school.
Well, that's why I mean like college. Yeah, like it's been a long time.
But
driving home without being like ill? No.
No. I've misjudged a burp in an Uber before.
Yeah, those are bad.
Poor Uber driver.
But you threw up in the Uber?
I didn't get anything on the Uber. I got it all over my shirt. And I was on my way to my buddy's house and had to shoot him a text like, hey, man, gonna need to borrow a shirt.
Oh, you still went out? You powered through?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wasn't like...
He said, God, just powered through. I respect that.
I'm not going
home.
It's all good, man. You get a new shirt.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Clean up a little bit. You move on.
You just keep going. All right. 215-592-9494. So Jack will be on a 2, maybe explaining himself. Let's go to Juice in South Philly. Hey, Juice.
What's up, buddy? What's up,
what's going on, man?
Juice, what's up, pal?
All right. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
All right. So I have a little bit of a... So, Joe, we are declaring war on Detroit.
Good, good. Thank you for being
all
with
right?
me. Yep.
We're declaring war on Detroit. And I want Dylan. So Dylan calls up. He steals my hue that I do in homage to every Philadelphia Eagle fan out there that gave you one every time you got a sack, saying. So I think there's a closet fan hanging in there in Dylan somewhere.
I think you're right. He talked about all the games he was at the link. I think he's really an Eagles fan. I think you're right.
Yeah. Absolutely, 100%. Now, with that being said, I'm just saying, there's nothing worse than the Detroit fan. Now, I went to a Jets game, and I thought that was bad, but they at least won the Super Bowl back in the 70s or whatever, right? With Joe Namath.
Yeah, 69.
Okay?
Yep.
Detroit's never been there. They've never even been there. So for them to be all chesty and, you know, well, our team would have done this if we would have done that. Injuries are part of football, bro. I don't know what to tell you. That happens to everybody. Now, they might have been more decimated than most, but at the same time, you didn't even win a playoff game. You got waxed in your own house by Washington, who we dropped 55 on. Like, and the other thing to that is this. Mike Tyson, everybody's got a plan until they get punched in their mouth.
Everybody.
And all is, we are the defending champs. You think you're the first one that called us out? You think you're the first one that sat there and said, yo, we got the Eagles marked on our calendar? I'm sure the Rams did after Jalen Carter dashed every one of their hopes because they thought they were going downfield to beat us. Half the Eagle fans thought they were going downfield to beat us. But they didn't. So you don't think they put us on their calendar saying we want them?
Of course they
showed
did.
Up here at the link?
Of course.
And went on with the between their legs. But for, you know, coming from a team, a place where you've never won anything, sit down, shut up, be quiet. And just for the record, that dude Quez is crazy.
He was living in La La Land. I mean, we had a fun back and forth. Yeah, all right, Juice, what do you got for us? What is your would you rather?
This is deep. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
Would you rather know how you're going to die or know when you're going to die?
So, Juice, it is a good one. It is a good one. But we heard it earlier, Juice. So I can't give it to you because we heard it already. But it is one of our favorite ones. I'll tell you that. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Yo, Joe Kyle, what's up, man?
Terrence, what's up?
Hey, guys. AJ Brown, man. I'm telling Kyle, this guy is going to be out of here next year, man. He's worse than how CJ Gardner Johnson was. He's way worser. And guys, to me, I feel like it's something mental going on. I feel like AJ is a therapist, guys. A lot of people be in denial about it. They don't want to admit that they need a therapist. But AJ Brown needs a therapist, guys, because the downfall of the Philadelphia Eagles is either going to be AJ Brown or this communication thing he got going on with Jalen Hurts. But either one of the two, either that's going to be the downfall of the Eagles. This whole thing can sink the team or it can bring the team together if they're on the same page with the offense. As for the Detroit Lions, I'm declaring war, Joe. We got war with Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, this ain't B-Rabbit. This ain't 8 Mile. Dan Campbell's a liar. You know what I mean? He's a fraud. He's a capper, like the kids say. He's capping with that little made-up story he did. Guys, we all know Mr. B-Rabbit, Jared Goff, when he get pressure on this guy and when he plays in cold weather, he folds like a tent, like a cheap tent. So, to me, coming into Philadelphia, guys, this is going to be a playoff game. It's going to be a hard-hitting game. We're going to see who got the fortitude to get the win. Because this is going to be the test. This is going to remind me of that game we played last year when we played Baltimore. It was a hard-hitting affair. It was tight down the stretch. But in the end, the Eagles pulled it out.
Mm.
And this is going to be a test of will. We know Dan Campbell's going to have them boys ready. And I want to see off of this week and off of this AJ drama turmoil on the stream with those comments, if that's going to bring this team together. Because we heard Jalen Hurts said he's tired of answering it. Nick Sirianni's tired of hearing about it, and the fans are tired of hearing about it. Because, Joe, you're right. You can't blame the media. You can't blame the fans for talking about this crap. Because AJ Brown, to me, guys, it's screaming. He's screaming therapist. It's screaming this guy has a – we saw with the book. We saw all these things, guys. And we can say diva, diva, diva all we want. But AJ Brown, guys, it's something going on in this guy's head. Because there's no way your team is 7-2 and you're still complaining. That's an issue mentally.
Yeah, and you know what? It's not good. It's not good for anybody. It's not good for the team. It's not good for anybody. It's got to stop. Terrence, what do you got for us? Or would you rather?
I got a real sneaky one. Would you rather be able to teleport, or would you be able to read people's minds?
Teleport. Yeah, that's a good one, Terrence. We appreciate the phone call. Kyle, what are you picking?
You guys seem pretty averse to knowing what other people are thinking. I think that's very valuable information.
Well, sure it is, but yeah. What am I really going to do with it?
I don't care what nobody thinks.
Whatever you want, man. You're the only person in the world who can read people's minds.
No, I know, but like...
I mean, you could save the world, Joe.
But that's not what I signed up for. We do a talk show.
you do if you pick that, would you rather?
Well, yeah, I'd probably have to choose a different career, because I'd kind of be wasting reading people's minds.
Okay, well, you don't care about humanity, I do.
Well, then, you got me there.
That's funny.
It would be wasted doing this, right? Well, actually, I didn't think of it this way. If I could read people's minds, reckless speculation would actually just be truth. I could say exactly what AJ's thinking, what Sirianni's thinking. We would know what Hertz is thinking.
Joe, that would be massive.
Yeah, actually,
I kind of like reckless speculation.
This would be the go-to show. Like, you want the truth. I mean, I literally have it.
I like reckless speculation.
Not just like the go-to show. Like, it's a must-listen for everybody about everything.
Well, then people will start calling with questions about, like, real things, like, you know, politics and the president. Like,
I'll hang up on them. I'll screen those goals.
Yeah, get them out of here.
I'll screen them.
Yeah, we can't do that. All right, can we get to you people before we put together a same game parlay here?
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Let's get some of these insults out of the way before we get to the listener-submitted you people would-you-rathers here. Joe Giglio is a slappy.
Whatever that is. What is that?
I think it means a homer.
I'm not going to say it on the air. There's a term that the slappy is short for something.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, you got it?
Yeah, slap okay. Richard.
Yeah.
Slap Richard. Oh.
Okay.
Yep, that's what a slappy is.
Well, that's my
It's favorite. Fun. I mean, I think it's a funny insult. Yeah.
Shut your Velcro stash ass up, Kyle.
Okay, that's for
Velcro
you.
Velcro stash is strong.
Look.
A lot of allegations that mustache is fake.
Dude, it's... I'm just saying, the fire is getting bigger on that one. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mall Santa talking crazy today.
That's... Yeah, that one. I know you're talking about me. You're talking about me. Black Santa in the building. Oh.
Mall Santa Douglas has a shot to make the tournament this year.
That is a good one, man. Hey, Hugh, was, quote, it ends with Detroit in your notepad after it starts with Green Bay.
Technically, it ends with Chicago.
Oh.
That's what that
was. What do you mean? Oh, wow. What about the game we have a whole month of football after that. Chargers, Raiders,
I was just trying to be funny.
Okay. You know.
Interesting. Can't believe I used to root for this guy.
And you still do every day because you listen to the show and you comment in You People. By the way, I saw the new You People shirt somebody put up there. That's pretty cool. I don't know if they're like official, but
the You People design is awesome.
Yeah, I still root for you, Hugh.
Yeah, we all do.
Sometimes, unless I disagree with you.
Yeah.
I want you to fail. Had about enough of this Davis guy today.
That's a good
one. That was awesome.
Hugh Davis.
That was the. I just kept hearing they don't know who he is in my head. It's
they don't know who he is.
That was funny.
I mean, you can't even be mad, dude.
She didn't know, and I never go anywhere assuming anybody knows who I am or anything
like that.
Well,
they were saying they just got into Eagles recently. Yeah. Like,
So I mean that doesn't bother. You know, some people that bothers them when they go places and they say, you know, oh, that's so-and-so, that does not bother
you, bro. You retired 20 years ago.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I can't let that live in my head.
Can we get Battle to change the imaging on the show to Hugh Davis and Joe Giglio?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Hugh Douglas is a wannabe Cam Newton.
What do you mean?
Well, because he's been hard on the Eagles.
That's you didn't put a lot of creativity into that.
I don't think that was the point. I think they were being serious.
Oh no, but that's what I'm saying. You clearly don't have a clue because that's not the case.
Yeah, it's not true.
Hugh doesn't dress like he wants to be Cam Newton.
No, and I don't hate on the Eagles like that. This is the first time in probably a year I picked them to lose.
It's been a while.
So basically you're mad because I didn't make you feel good.
Yeah, well, of course.
Welcome to WIP.
So that's for your wife or significant other. She's the one that's supposed to make you or he, whatever you choose, is supposed to make you feel good.
All right, fellas, let's get to some of these would you rathers for people. Would you rather, this is for both of you, would you rather fight a grizzly or a gorilla?
Oh, grizzly.
Grizzly.
Yeah, we already went over the gorilla stuff. You don't think 100 men could take down the gorilla?
The grizzly bears.
Well, really, it's a question of how do you prefer to die?
Yeah, basically.
I think I have a better chance to live against the grizzly.
Why? Do you?
Yeah, I could run away.
Dude, grizzlies are very fast.
I know they are, but
they're faster than you.
I could get up
weapons? Because I'm not going there.
I got more news for you, dude. Bears can climb trees.
I know they can.
Okay.
But I'm saying
do I have weapons? Because, I mean, either way, I'm cooked.
I know it's a bad situation either way.
Oh, I'm barehanded?
That's the whole point.
First of all.
It's a fight.
Why would you have weapons?
Wait, does the gorilla have a weapon?
That's not fair to the gorilla.
First of all. I'm not going anywhere where either one of these people reside. And if I am, you best believe I'm loaded for bear. I'm loaded for boar, bear, whatever they call it.
Yeah, the boar. We're not throwing
who knows. Yep, but we'll move on from that one.
I have a sword. Loaded for bear. Can I have a sword?
You can't have a sword.
Another one for both of you here. Would you rather Carson Wentz eternally be the Eagles' starting quarterback?
Oh, God.
Or Jarice Familia permanently takes the ninth innings for the Phillies?
Oh, it's Familia. Really? The Phillies can get a bunch of leads.
Yeah.
They can win by 10 certain games.
Do we probably have a couple World Series in that? Too?
Yeah. Well, no, I think this is losing either way.
Okay. Aren't they, defense can pick up Wentz's slack, dude.
The Wentz that we just saw?
Look, all I know is Carson Wentz has reached a height that I don't think Jerry's Familia has.
That's true. Yeah. I
there's
guess
more
that
potential
is,
with
at
Carson
his best, he was better than Familia was. Yeah. He was a pretty good closer.
Yep. All right. This one it might be the hardest one I've seen. Would you rather see the Mets win the World Series or the Cowboys win the Super Bowl?
Mets.
Dude.
Mets.
You'd pick the Cowboys?
The Cowboys.
It's got to be the Mets.
I don't want to pick either.
So
I guess I have to have a take. Oh, crap, man. This sucks.
So I've seen both in my life. I was a baby, literally a baby when the Mets won in 86. But I've seen the Cowboys.
You know
I've
what?
Done that already.
You know what? I have not.
So you have
the Eagles just won. If the Cowboys want to get a little cute one, we can get it out of the way.
Wow.
Phillies haven't won since 08, man. I can't have the Mets winning.
Well, I wasn't thinking it in that. I just was thinking those two entities. But all right.
It's always about me.
No, I go ahead.
All right. Would you rather be in an 8-hour nonstop car ride with Aaron in San Diego or Herb in the Northeast?
I ride with Aaron.
It's Aaron.
I'm riding with Aaron.
It's Aaron. As long as I don't have to look at the cartoons. The cartoons are a lot.
Herb has the propensity to, he don't care what you're talking about.
No.
Or who
he's
you're talking to. He going to go ahead and
it's
jump
Aaron,
in that conversation.
Yeah, I think Aaron would be easier.
Here's my thing, though. Mm-hmm. Because we can take shifts driving, I guess. Well, I guess it's nonstop. If I'm driving, I feel like Herb's falling asleep. Aaron's not going to shut the hell up.
Wow, that's true.
Well, first of all, if I'm driving, then you can't talk because I'm listening to music, and I don't want to talk to you.
You're cranking up the radio?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm cranking
Something tells me Herb would steamroll through that. All right. Joe, would you rather grow your hair long or grow a mustache?
Mustache.
Okay.
I mean, I could grow long hair, but like I'd have a bald spot. It'd look silly.
Let me get one or two for Hugh here. Hugh, would you rather watch the game Sunday with Nicholas the Lions fan or Mr. Teddy?
I probably could watch it with Nicholas. I think I can control Nicholas a little bit. He only 24.
Yeah.
Something
was a little off about Mr. Teddy.
He wasn't playing with a full deck.
Mm-hmm. All right, should we get to our parlay here quick?
Yeah. Can I do one more from
one
here?
One more.
Would you rather be fired in a suit or punched by T.O.? Oh, wait.
That both happened. Oh, that wasn't funny.
Is that how we had you?
I didn't think it was too bad.
Let's
leave you people alone, and let's pick a little same game parlay. FanDuel Sportsbook for the game on Sunday. Hugh, what are you thinking?
What are you? Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown?
No, we're done with that.
AJ Brown.
You want to go AJ?
AJ Brown anytime tutty.
AJ.
I feel like AJ gonna go off this week.
AJ
Smith's getting the yards though.
All right, AJ anytime touchdown. How about Devontae Smith over 57.5 yards?
I'll take that.
Jameer Gibbs touchdown.
Yeah,
he's a problem.
Yeah. And I'm not touching the spread or the money line.
I like over on the game, 46.5.
I like it too.
Let's do that. Smith over 57.5 yards rushing. Jameer Gibbs anytime touchdown. A.J. Brown anytime touchdown. Over 46.5 on the game coming up here. All right, you guys have a great weekend. Hugh, pregame, we'll be there 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
Sunday for the Eagles and the Lions. All right, that's enough for us today. A couple things. Ava's got an event tonight she wanted me to tell you about. Bud Light Pep Rally tonight, Middletown, Delaware, Tomfooleries. And I'm going to be at the Lowe's in Warrington from 4 to 6. Play Madden, register for a chance to go to the Super Bowl. It's going to be a fun time. You got something?
Quick, no, we have to pick the winner.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, we forgot to do that.
You know what? The first entry of When You Die or How You Die. I thought that was the toughest one.
Yeah, probably made me think the hardest.
You like that one, Hugh?
Yeah,
who was that, Chris?
Yes.
All right, Chris in Middletown, you're the winner today of Combo-Con. All right, we'll talk to you guys for the pregame show on Sunday. The afternoon show is up next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.